Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, welcome everybody to Journey into the Light. I am your host, Michael Long, and so glad that you are here on this Thursday early show in the afternoon. It's 12:30 here Central Time, and 10:30 on the West Coast, 1:30 Eastern Time. So hope everybody is doing great for the start here. We have a great show to start with of all, so it's a great time to be here. As psychic medium Pandrea is here, And she has a great topic for us and going to be taking your phone calls. And you're really going to want to speak to her. Her readings are incredible and definitely heart-connected, connected to also the spirits and bringing in beautiful messages. And definitely want to call in. The number to call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And we will be taking your calls. So light up the phone lines. Later today, we'll be back on the air. Our first show will be at 7 Eastern time tonight. Our special show tonight, for the first time returning back to Journey Into the Light from Lilydale, spiritual mecca of the USA and New York. Greg Keen is back. Greg's been part of Journey Into the Light on and off for the past 9 years. Good friend of mine, and I'm so happy that we have him on tonight. He'll be taking your calls 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 Central, 6 o'clock Pacific Time. Write it down, tell it to your friends, and be here. It's going to be a great time. Okay, so let's go to our phone lines here, and let's bring in our guests to the show. Let's welcome Pandrea to Journey Into the Light. Welcome.
Hi, Michael. How are you? And hello out there.
Yeah! All right.
I love it. Oh, my God.
The crowd's loving you, so there you go.
It's a good thing. Oh, my God. I feel so excited.
Yeah. We actually have you here, and we can actually hear you. How about that? So.
Absolutely. Can't get any better than, well, yeah, you can always get better, but can't get any better than that at this moment right now.
That's correct. I'll buy that.
I'll take it.
Yeah, right. Before we get to the phone lines here, as people are calling on in, would you tell the folks a little bit about yourself, Pandrea, that haven't heard you before? Then if you want to guide on into your topic of spiritual enlightenment, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. Well, a little bit about me is how I got started was when I was 4. I know that's a very young age, but that's actually when I started to experience my gift. And so throughout the years, my connection just grew with spirit, and I started to notice things even in elementary school, high school and college. All throughout those years, I've had countless spiritual experiences, and a lot of them I really didn't understand at the time, like how I could just see the transparent individuals and how I could know a person's situation and feelings without them telling me. And it was kind of like I would almost see like video clips of what was going on in their lives. And, it wasn't something that I was just trying to do. It was just something that happened. But one of the things that was for certain was all of these things that took place in my life were guiding me, I felt, pushing me in the right direction, which was a spiritual direction. And so I strongly felt that deep down in my spirit. And one of the things that I was very passionate about and still am very passionate about, and that was helping people. And so helping relatives and friends and people I didn't know, it just came very natural to me. And so later in life, I decided to go into the healthcare field, because like I said, I was very passionate about helping people, but I still couldn't shake the feeling that I was in the right area, but I needed to do something different career-wise on a spiritual level. So just trusting in my spiritual family and being led by faith, I began to explore my abilities, and then it led me to what I'm doing today, and that's giving readings and helping people on a spiritual level, connecting people with their loved ones who've crossed over and making a positive impact. That's very important. to me, making a positive impact on people's lives on a wider scale, and not just my regular circle of family and friends. You know, it's just amazing, and I just consider it a blessing all at the same time. So basically, right now, what I'd like to talk about today is, what is spiritual enlightenment or spiritual awakening? So basically, the definition for these two terms, spiritual enlightenment or awakening, is actually a very broad subject to cover, and this is because it actually varies from person to person, which means that my own personal awakening experience may not be exactly the same as yours. And so that's what makes it very unique. You know, one of the important factors that I would like to mention is that one person's spiritual enlightenment cannot and should not be measured to another person's enlightenment or awakening. And the reason I say this is, let me just give you an example. When you're in school, and we can even go back as far as elementary school, we were introduced to new terms that we've never heard before. And I know many of you can kind of relate to that, because I never will forget, we used to write down definitions of terms, of new terms, so that we can learn them. The interesting thing is, when we learned those definitions or those terms, we became enlightened to, or were able to use those terms in the proper way. So now, does that mean that if a person grasps a hold to the meaning immediately, and then it takes another person a day or two to grasp a hold of the meaning? No, absolutely not. The point is that those individuals have the meaning of the definition. So it doesn't matter if the person's definition is exactly the same as the other. What matters is that they both accepted the definition and have an understanding of it. So, therefore, both individuals become enlightened in that something was added to what they individually find as their truth. Have you ever heard of the saying, tomato, tomato? It doesn't really matter how you pronounce it. No matter how you pronounce it, it still doesn't change the fact of what it is. I believe the same principle can be applied with spiritual enlightenment or awakening. When you go to church or a religious temple or even a spiritual place where others are gathered, you learn new things, or you're reminded of things that you accept as your truth. So you become awakened to new or old truth. The issue lies is when the issue lies when we try to determine how awake or how enlightened another person is, and then we try to compare our definitions with others. The fact is that they're never going to be completely the same. They're never going to match up. And I believe it's just not for us to determine this, just as it's not up to us to determine a person's worth. I believe that all expressions of consciousness are valuable. You know, we can learn so much from each other when we try to understand the person's view without harsh judgment. Judgment of another person's view actually has the potential to bring about negativity. And so this is something that we want to stay away from, if at all possible. Now, although we may not agree with another person's point of view or another person's definition of awakening, we want to always remember to be respectful and, at the very least, just remain neutral regarding the subjects that we may become easily offended by. Remember, awakening or spiritual enlightenment is just a sudden expansion or a shift in consciousness, like an aha moment. And I'm sure every one of us have experienced an aha moment at some point in your life. And when you become spiritually enlightened, you become more aware of many things that you weren't aware of before. And then you begin to see things that you may not have seen before, but you look at these things in a different perspective or an enlightened perspective. And this is such a beautiful thing. For an example, you may be enlightened to different ways to heal old wounds. Now, this may be something that you may not have thought of for many, many, many years. And then all of a sudden, it's like you just become motivated to heal those old wounds or hurts. If you need to forgive a person or forgive people, you may all of a sudden may want to release those thoughts of blame and then those feelings of anger so that you can move forward, because you suddenly realize that, hey, this is kind of keeping me from moving forward to where I need to be spiritually. And this is one of the things that maybe I've been holding on to because, you know, it's a part of me continuing to follow these self-destructive patterns in my life. And so speaking of moving forward, you may even become aware of those things that have maybe been holding you back from the spiritual progress, and it may even be the need to reevaluate your social group. You may see that the group that you're in at this time, or your group of friends that you're associating with at this time, may be very negative towards others. And then you may say to yourself, oh my gosh, they're so negative. It's rubbing off on me, or it's, you know, being around them kind of drains my energy, or it makes me negative. Here's another point. You may need to reevaluate your physical environment. What changes do you need to make? Are there things lying around your house to remind you of a negative event? Let's just say someone got into a physical altercation in your house and broke a table, but you still keep that table in your house. Are you going to say, oh, look at my beautiful table? Or will you realistically say, I remember that table broke when these two individuals got into a physical altercation at my house? See, that actually carries around a negative vibration. Now, granted, I'm not suggesting that you get rid of all of your furniture, but I think you pretty much get the idea. You want to try and get rid of those things that carry negative energy in your house, or they remind you of the negative events that may have taken place. One of the things that I want to make sure that I mention here at this point is to be very careful when you're evaluating whatever situation you may be guided to evaluate. Make sure you don't evaluate too harshly, and keep in mind that all of these things that we're learning at this time is a learning experience, and everyone is not going to get it right the first time. The goal to keep in mind is to move into alignment or realignment with the divine and do things for the highest good of yourself and others. So now that we've kind of talked about the spiritual enlightenment or awakening, it no doubt brings about the question of, how do I know if I'm being spiritually awakened or not? How do I know this? Well, a spiritual awakening is going to be felt throughout your whole body, your heart, your mind, and your soul. It changes. It's like an LED light coming on so that you can see everything for what it really is. Now, this does not include accepting another person's truth. It's about you coming into your own realization of your own truth. It's almost like discovering yourself for the very first time without blinders on. So let's look at some of the signs of spiritual enlightenment or awakening. The first one is your perception changes. It becomes more intense. Spiritual awakened people see the world in a very childlike way. The world becomes new for you, instead of it becoming something you dread waking up to or going out in. It actually becomes new, and you begin to explore it in new ways. Like, for an example, a flower. you may kind of look at it as, oh, it's just a flower. Okay. But a spiritual awakening person may look at the flower and notice all of its beauty, the smell, how it grew, what kind of energy it gives off, how the energy affects the environment, how it was divinely designed. You may even look at not only just the flower, but the beauty of a natural landscape, the sky, the rivers, the lakes, the ponds, etc. This is one of the reasons why I believe that connecting with nature brings you closer to the divine or your divine self. Another sign of being spiritually awakening is that you become aware of the different types of energy and how you're affected by them and how they affect other people. Another way is you become awakened to the knowledge that we are one. I can recall even watching a program where a doctor was talking about the makeup of human beings and how we're all energy. And also, that was one of the things that Albert Einstein discovered a long time ago. But the doctor was saying that when you look at each person, no matter what race, background, and you take away the reproductive organs, you put a sample under the microscope, you see that we're all one and the same. And I found that very interesting and humbling all at the same time. Another way is that you become aware of your inner conversation, those inner thoughts you may have, and you begin to evaluate and discard those thoughts that aren't meant for your highest good, as well as those thoughts that no longer serve you any good purpose. You also no longer feel the need to be identified with a group. And I'm a firm believer that labels are the very things that separate us in terms of our religion, ethnicity, political views, and also by the labels of our careers and achievements and qualifications. I see this very often, where a person would go, are you a Democrat or a Republican? And then the other person is like just trying to prepare to defend him or herself in a verbal debate on how one or the other is wrong. Here's another example of this, and I can't help but to find this one a little bit entertaining. It's when a person fights about how they are worse off than the other person. One person would go, oh, I'm sick. I'm so sick. And then the other person would say, oh, I'm sick and I'm having surgery. And the other person tries to top that one and says, oh, I'm sick. I had 3 triple bypass surgeries. I got arthritis. And I got blah, 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 blah. And then you name it, they said it. Some people even do it with their kids and their grandchildren. My kid went to college and got his trade. And the other one says my kid or grandkid went to college and he's a doctor, a lawyer, and a scientist. When you're spiritually awakened, those fights about who's better and who's worse, they just fade away. You begin to feel that those things are pointless and meaningless. And you don't see any difference between races or religions or career status. You begin to treat all people with equal respect. You begin to realize from the poorest person to the richest person, there's no difference. We're all one. And that the different traditions that people in religious traditions, they're simply expressions of basically the same underlying truth. Yeah, sure, you can kind of close your eyes to enlightenment, but you can even try to suppress it. But once you know the truth, it can't be unlearned. There can be a feeling that there is no going back. I can remember when I was coming into my own spiritual awakening or enlightenment regarding my abilities. I can remember when I was introduced into the terminology of what was going on with me and my abilities, like seeing events that happened in the past, present, and future in people's lives without knowing them. I can remember just picking up a book and seeing that the term for all of this was clairvoyant and just recalling, oh, that's what I was doing. I've been doing this thing all my life and I didn't even know the term for it. And just reminiscing about all the times where this had happened to me and the experiences that I had back in when I was in school. I can remember sitting in the classroom next to classmates, and I could see that they had gotten into trouble when they got home the previous day, and they were all upset about it. Or I could see that they were going out of town the upcoming weekend and things like that. That not only happened with students, I also saw these things with teachers. So, they would be trying to explain something to the other teacher that was personal, so that they would spell out words or say words that were just supposed to be clue words to them, you know, in between the two of them. But the weirdest thing is that I would see the whole event playing out that they were trying to secretly describe. So just by reading a book, you can become enlightened through experience. I love experiences. You can also become enlightened. And just like my own experience, no one can tell me that these things can't happen because it happened to me, and I experienced them personally. But all of my life, I've been taught that, no, people can't do those things. Oh, people who experience those things, oh, they're just crazy. See, so that's one example of my personal experience or awakening. Another is religious beliefs. Now, I know this is a very heavy subject, but one of the things that I began to realize about religion is that everyone believes they have it right. But there are things that we can learn from each religion, and we can learn from each other. And when we close our minds and our ears, we limit ourselves to the only the knowledge that we have. And then subsequently, we end up stunting our own spiritual growth. But when you open your mind spiritually, you increase opportunities to become spiritually enlightened or spiritually awakened. And then this broadens the path and opens the doorway for communication of the divine. So I encourage each and every one of you to become awakened, expand your knowledge and mind, and step out of those limited thinking and, you know, open yourself up to a limitless relationship with your divine. And this is something that I truly believe that you will not regret.
I love that, Pandrea. Just top on so many great topics, so many great points. I couldn't agree with you more. I was just sitting here just like, you go, girl. I so agree. I mean, you go down the list of, politics or religion, give the person a chance of, even if it's hard to believe story, we have to understand that we have a few stories that are maybe have folks that have a hard time maybe understanding or believing. Like, I saw a ghost once in the daylight. I would never totally believe it before that, but I did, and it was real. And no, I wasn't on any illusions or drinking or anything like that. I had my two little kids in the back seat, and this guy was walking across the road in total black, and the cars went through him. And then the image disappeared, and I got up to that spot, and there was a marker on the side of the road. Someone had recently died. So there was the connection of that spirit I saw. And just be open-minded, and it doesn't do you any good just to be right. Does it You know, I mean, that's when so many people get into arguments, you know, because they want to be so right. And is it really worth the point of a big blowout with your spouse or friend or brother or sister just to be right in your mind? So just let it be.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, I brought up the point about where, you know, it's kind of entertaining, like I said, you know, where you just see one person, oh, I'm sick. And then the other person go, well, oh, my toenail hurts. And, oh, well, I got my toe removed. And it's like you become, it's this senseless battle of who's doing the worst. And it's like they don't even, you know, realize it. And it's, you know, and the thing is that this has been going on for so many years. There are labels, the people that, you know, like if I walk into a place and I say, oh, I'm a teacher, and then the other person has to say, well, I'm a doctor, a lawyer, and a scientist, you know, and it's like, in a sense, you're putting the other person down, like what you've done, and you're making that person feel like what you're doing is not good enough because I've achieved so much. But you take those labels away and you become one. You see the likeness. You see, you know, it, you can kind of communicate with that person better. You can, you know, so I really believe that it's just the labels that really separate us. You know, and so, like I was saying earlier, you know, when you're spiritually awakened, those labels don't matter to you. You just see a person, whether it's a person. And I know that's one of the things that you do, Michael, is that you help people and you take the labels off. It doesn't matter how much education that person on that street has. It doesn't matter how much you have. It's I see a person that may be suffering or that needs help, and I'm going to help that person, whether they're a scientist or whether they've never went to school a day in their life. They still need help. They're a person. So definitely, when you're spiritual enlightenment, you begin to see things that way. So absolutely.
Yes.
That's a very big subject there.
Yes, I totally agree with that. That's, you know, and that's, you know, you look at your fellow, you know, as people, as brothers and sisters, you know what I mean? I mean, that's how I come up and I address the homeless that I work with, as far as, you know, hey, brother, what's going on, you know, and how can I help? And, you know, just like the I mentioned earlier, you know, how last week I came across a guy in a grocery store of all things, and he asked me, I put his picture up a couple of days ago, a really tall a guy, his cap on, where he served two tours in Afghanistan, and he just heard a voice saying to ask me for help. That I was the one to help. And he was stuck. He needed gas money to get back home. And he was, like I said, in the military previously, and he had halfway blind in one eye. And anyway, his car broke down when he got here into town to go to the VA, and, he needed gas money to get back home. And he said, you know, well, would you help someone out? That's a vet. I said, well, of course I would. And I said, you don't even know. It's funny. You asked me right in the middle of a grocery store, and we meet here right in this aisle at this specific time. It's just really made my day. It was just a full day of working with the homeless, and the guy wasn't homeless, but he still needed assistance. So, yeah.
Wow. I wanted to actually relay an experience with you as well regarding helping the homeless. I was in a store. It reminds me of that, the same situation. I was in a store a couple of days ago, and I was in the store, and this guy, I came in to get a few items, and, you know, I try to make that a point not to get a basket, because I know that once I get in the store, the basket is going to fill up. So I just, you know, I didn't go in with a basket. I just grabbed a few items. And this guy pulls up in a wheelchair. He looks very, very angry. And he was saying some things. I couldn't really understand what he was saying because he was just so angry. And so I, you know, I turned to him and I listened to him, and he said that he was trying to get some food in the back of the grocery store, and they wouldn't serve him. He was homeless. He had his, you know, one of his legs were, you know, kind of twisted a bit, and he had a knapsack, it looked like a sleeping bag, on the back of his wheelchair. And he asked me to go and pay for it. And what he did was he started rolling, taking out these dollar bills that were like balled up, and he was just unraveling them. And I, you know, I took the money and I said, okay, you know, I'll go ahead and get it. He said, I'll meet you out in the front of the store. So, you know, he rolled on out, and I went back to the back, and the lady was, you know, she said, are you paying for the guy's stuff in the wheelchair? I was like, yes, ma'am, I am. And she said, well, you know, this is something very sad, but this is just what she said. She said that, you know, we were instructed not to service people like that because they'll come in, they'll sit in the store, and, you know, so we were told not to service people like that, but thank you for doing that. And I was like, oh, it's no problem. Went to the front, and I paid for my stuff, and I got $10. And I rolled it up with his money. Of course, I didn't take his money. You know, I rolled my $10 bill up with his money, and I bought his food. And when I came out, he greeted me, and he said, oh, my gosh, you know, thank you so much. And he didn't look at his money. And I told him, I said, here you go. I said, you take this. And I said, I bought your food, and you can keep your money, and you can take this money as well and get you something else. He was like, you have no idea. This really, really helped me. And he was so touched by it. And as I was pulling out, I saw him with a sign, and he went back over to where he was sitting at by the red light, and he was still holding up that sign saying that he was homeless and he needed money. And so that was something that made me feel so good to know that, you know, I helped somebody. It was just, you know, and I thought about you, Michael, because I remember, you know, during your shows, a lot of your shows, and, you know, I see a lot of your posts about helping people and things like that. And so I thought about you, and, you know, hopefully the things that you post encourage others to do the same, because it really is it really makes a difference, you know. So I just wanted to share that with you because it reminded me of what happened to me a few days ago in the grocery store.
Well, first of all, thanks for, you know, doing that. I know you're that kind of person anyway, but yeah, that's a beautiful story, and thanks for sharing. And that's right. And the whole idea isn't just to, you know, if people don't or can or whatever, don't want to donate to our GoFundMe, that's fine. You know, it's like you can do it yourself, and you'll feel that amazing, like you said, that amazing feeling too. I mean, you get back almost as much or more than you give to the homeless or the person that needs assistance. Just, you get an overwhelming feeling, and now, so you know why I enjoy doing this, you know? I mean, I wish I could go out there every day from start to the end of the day and just go around and find people in need and say, here, I can help you, because just to, you know, have that ability to help, too, is just, God, it just feels so great. And like you said, it doesn't matter what education they have or what they've done. It doesn't matter. It could be, you know, I mean, that person is no more or less than, you know, the richest guy on earth. I mean, he's probably a whole lot more, actually. But he's, you know, we look at people as equals, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. We're all the same. We're all connected. And if we're really spiritual, really spiritual, then we believe that fully, you know, not barely, but fully. We really embrace that. And maybe people listening are not totally there with that, and that's fine. you know, I can't say I've always thought that. I wasn't always this way. No, I wasn't. But I have, you know, spiritually learned and grown. So anyway, so why don't we take some calls here, Pandrea, for you, and see what people's questions are for you. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect. Perfect.
All righty. All righty. Let's go here to our phone lines here, and you are welcome to call in. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. And let's go area code 424. You're up first. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Lynn, L-I-N, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, Miss Lynn. Awesome.
That's wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. What question do you have for me?
Well, as I said, I currently live in California, but I've been really, really feeling so strongly that I want to move back to the South, and somewhere around Alabama or Georgia. Do you feel or see anything concerning that for me?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I do.
Yay.
This is not. Do you have family over in that area as well?
You know, I used to live several years ago. My youngest child was born in Georgia, and we're all kind of thinking of, you know, just feel like just going back to that area. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
telling you, I do see that happening for you. The reason that I asked about family is because I do see some connection there with you. It could be a close person that you're, you know, that hang on. Because and another thing too, I see somebody from that area, and it's I'm looking at Georgia, for some reason.
Okay.
Definitely Georgia, but it's so funny because I'm kind of seeing your whole trip as you go. It's so funny.
Oh, wonderful.
I actually see you kind of, and this is going to be, I see a trip, I see you actually stopping in Texas. I see you making a stop in Texas, and then I see you kind of, you know, okay, gathering yourself. Okay, all right, we're going to go ahead and go the full way now. So, okay, this is it. But I do see you eventually moving to Georgia, and I don't see you moving into a house, though. I see you moving into an apartment first, and it's just kind of because I want to get there so quickly. I want to get there, and I want to just live there, and then finally, you know, when I live in my apartment and I get myself established, I see you more so, you know, then kind of looking into a bigger space. It's just the fact that I need to get out of there. And this is not something that that is very new for you, because I do see you thinking about this in a number of years, actually.
Yeah.
One of the things that I do see as well for you is, you know, it's just the – wait, hang on. I'm seeing so much stuff for you, and it's like I don't know what to pick or what to go.
okay.
I'm telling you, I see the whole thing playing out. I see you looking for houses in a certain area. I see you looking for apartments. And then I see several options for you. Definitely it's going to be a very successful move, and that's going to be your final place for you to be.
Yeah.
I don't see that you're going to want to move after this. This is going to be the final place for you. And you're going to do well there. You're going to do well there. I don't see you really too much concerned about employment, though. Are you retired?
You know, well, I'm in my 60s, but I really feel that either there's a small little business or something that I know I'm supposed to do there, and it's going to the finances is going to really flourish or something, you know.
I really
feel, and as you said, I do feel that this is it. I've been traveling about, and I've been doing, you know, I came here for a reason, and I really feel that reason is closing. It's time for me to go. I'm just so happy about that.
But you have stones and stuff, crystals and stuff, like spiritual stones and crystals and stuff.
I do. Excuse me. I really have such an attraction with the crystals and
rose quartz.
I'm sorry. What is it?
I see like a pink stone, a pink clear stone.
I've heard that before. I've heard that years ago. Years ago, I heard that.
Yeah, that's definitely a stone that you may want to look into, being that this has come up more than once in your life at this point. It's definitely one of the things, because I see you with that stone, and, you know, kind of, you know, stones carry energy as well. And the rose quartz is definitely one for you. It's a calming stone for you. I also see you with a clear quartz crystal as well. The clear quartz crystal is kind of large, though. I don't see it being a very, like, a small stone that you can hold in the palm of your hand. But I see that being I see that being a very large stone. And for some reason, I also see you with a salt lamp as well. I don't know if you have those or not, but definitely look into those.
Okay.
But for the most part, I know you kind of asked just about you moving, but I just see so much.
Oh,
other
no,
stuff
please.
With
I know you do. Oh, my gosh. I know.
So, and I do see you kind of. Yeah, and I'll tell you this too. The last thing, I swear this is the last thing. I do see you going. I see someone going around your car, like kicking the tires, and that's just my symbol for please get your tires checked on your car.
Okay.
And and that's not nothing to be scared of or anything like that. It's just it's just time for you some new tires on your car and everything. Because for some reason, like I said, I'm not a mechanic, but I do see like some of the tread has gone down on your tires. And you don't want them to be slick or anything like that. So definitely, you're going to be moving pretty soon. You have a really good car too. You don't drive it that much, but, but anyway, I'm going to leave you with that, and hopefully that helps you out some.
Thank you so much.
You
I
are
feel
so
it.
Very welcome.
Oh, my gosh. Blessings.
Blessings to you, too.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Thank
you,
you
too.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Ms. Leah.
All right. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate you. Great, great reading there. Great connection, great help. Pandrea, before we go to the next call, how best can people reach you for private sessions?
Oh, for a private session, you can reach me at www.pandreapsychicmedium.com. I have a contact form there where you can reach me. I also, you can reach me at 225-571-8659. Again, that's 225-571-8659. Or you can even email me at ps8@gmail.com. So reach out to me and I'll be glad to help you.
Okay, very good. And we do have that all listed, folks, on the show page. So it's all right there, all linked up. Let's go to our next call, area code 206. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name's Angela. I'm from North Carolina.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Oh, hey.
I have a little one in the background.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, anyway, what question do you have for me?
Well, I started my awakening process a couple of years ago, and this past year I have been off working on myself and my healing, and I work as a nurse, and I'm trying to look for a job right now, but my heart doesn't feel like it's in it. I want to get into energy work, but financially, it makes more sense to get a job.
Absolutely.
So I can see if you can help me maybe shift something inside.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's just one of those things where I kind of see you doing both again. I see you doing both. And like I said, but here's the thing though. Okay. Wait, they're showing me something. Okay. what is the thing? It's okay. My enlightenment began just now. No, I'm kidding. it's like, okay, so I see you doing both, but here's the thing, though. I see you doing it part-time. I don't see you going into a full-time field of nursing.
That's what I was hoping for, part-time.
Yeah, absolutely. I do see you doing it part-time, like what they call PRN, as needed. I just see you doing, and here's the thing, though. I see you doing more than one PRN job, but...
Okay.
It's almost like you have, since it's as needed, you're more in control as to when you need it and things like that. So it's not going to be like a full-time thing for you. It's going to be just a regular PRN thing. And then you're going to be able to work on your healing work because, you are a healer. I see that already. oh, my God, when you were little, I just see stuff when you were little as well. You're trying to heal everything. oh my God, I see you being very, very emotional, even when, you know, with little animals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I just see you going, oh, let me heal you and, you know, let me touch you and heal you. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like your stuff, these are things that you've been doing forever and ever and ever, and then it's like, oh, now I know I'm supposed to be a healer. But, you know, the signs have already been there, and that's what the awakening process is all about. It's just bringing you to where you already need to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But the thing is, I don't want to say you lost it. That's kind of, for me, strong word. But I want to say that you were not, the attention was just not there at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And like when that LED light that I was talking about, it's just shining on it right now. So, yes, ma'am, you will do healing work. But they're also telling me that you do have more things that you need to do as well, as far as getting more experience and things like that in doing the healing work, and getting your name out there would be the most, because I know you're a healer and everything, but it's kind of like you still have a way about you that kind of makes you a little bit withdrawn, and it's because of that energy that other people are giving out that you don't want to attach to yourself, and that's what kind of makes you withdrawn. But at some point, you're going to have to kind of open up a little bit. Yeah. You're going to have to open up a little bit and go, hey, I'm here. I can help you. Come on in. Because this is what I see. I know this is kind of exaggerated. I know I'm talking really, really fast, but it's just the information is coming in so fast. But I will tell you this. This is what I see, and it's kind of funny. I see you actually like putting protection things all around your perimeter. Like, oh my God, your place is like triple dipple protected. You put so much protection in there. It's like everybody was sure if they won't let you in your own house. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. They're like, is she okay? Let me scan her. That's one thing you don't have to worry about is protection. So
well,
I think that's
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to worry about that protection or anything. Like I said, you're definitely a healer. It's just breaking out of that shell of being, being able to talk to people. Another thing, too, you may want to look into is public speaking. Because I for some reason they're showing me that you're kind of timid about speaking in front of a large group of people.
Yes.
And so that's one of the things, because this is what you're going to be doing. I see you actually speaking in front of large groups of people and teaching them how to do things on their own. But you're also going to have that option of where they can also come to you for something, a more deeper, healing work, deeper healing work and things like that. But I do see you doing small demonstrations in different places. So please look into that as well.
I thought about doing that, but, that little fear. As I get more confident and strong, I'm finding that I really want to do that. I want to get in front of large crowds and teach. And I'm all about self-healing.
You're going to be doing that.
Good. Do you see a job opportunity for nursing coming up soon? For financial reasons?
I do see that coming up very soon. And I know it's not as soon as you want it to be, but they're showing me the number 3, but it's going to be, I want to say 3 months, but in the time frame, I do see opportunities coming up for you to do other things, but I don't see you taking them. So it's not just going to be, oh my God, nothing is coming through. I just see other opportunities coming through for you. For some reason, they're showing me Career Builder, and it's like once they have your information, they just send you stuff all the time, and those are the things that I'm talking about. So please watch your email and things like that, because you definitely have some things coming in your email as well for as far as job opportunities. So absolutely, and best of luck to you on your search.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And
have
bye,
a great
little
day.
One.
Yes.
You too.
Just talking.
All right.
Michael, can I talk to you in the screening room?
Sure, sure. Hold on the phone there. Sure. Okay, I bet you on hold. And Pandrea, let's take one more quick call. This person's been holding. Also want to get them in. I know we just have a couple of minutes, but maybe. Area code 251, welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi. Yeah, it's Christy Lee in Alabama. How are you guys?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Yes. I was just listening to you talking. I absolutely loved how you brought some of the things out about awakening, and I really resonated with what you said. And also just to kind of add to what you were talking about with really honoring other people, is one thing I say is, if I don't really resonate is is interesting, it's an interesting perspective. It's just everything you see is that's an interesting perspective. So I loved your message today. It was just really wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's, that's why it's so important to, if, like I said, it's not saying by you saying a lot of people feel like by you saying, okay, I understand, you're saying that I agree. You're not saying that you agree. You're just saying, I understand your perspective on this subject. Oh, okay. I understand where you stand with that. And so that's not agreeing or disagreeing. You're just saying, I understand.
It's just
that's the best way to do
presence.
It.
Yeah. Just being able to hold presence with non-judgment and really at least non-attachment at the same time. So it's a beautiful way to keep that fluidity, in all of our relationships and encounters. Every time we connect, to really be able to take it. So the recognition that it's a divine interaction, each and every connection is divine. Everything was, orchestrated. It just keeps that in the flow. So everything just flows. So I love it. Thank you.
You're very welcome with that. You're very welcome. Absolutely. Do you have a question for me, or?
Ooh, do you have a message for me? Is there anything coming through for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yay. So I'm like, oh God, please ask me a question so I can tell you this stuff.
Okay, just tell me whatever it is, because I just love going with whatever's there.
Absolutely. One of the things that that they're telling me that immediately, you're a very gifted person, and I think you already recognize that. Are you doing are you doing work for people as well, like as far as with receiving and giving messages to people?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I yes. saw that. I was like, what is she doing? Oh, that's what she's doing.
You know, we all have, like, our own blind spots, though. You know, it's, like, because mm-hmm. we get caught, like, we get in our own way. I think it's really important, even though, mm-hmm. you know, you do healing or you're able to give other people messages or whatever, that you get out of your own mm-hmm. way and you have somebody else shed their mm-hmm. light on it to give you that clarity. So you make sure that you're being heart-centered and not ran by ego or your own desires, but what is really the divine saying? What's that God is God within saying, you know? What's my God?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's right. You're so absolutely right. And like I said, I just want to tell you, too, that I just see, I mean, I'm just telling you what I see.
Uh-huh.
I see that there are a lot of people that want to, it's like they're just kind of drawn to you for some, you know, and, I mean, I say for some reason, but I already see the reason, but they're just drawn to you. And those are the people that you're supposed to help. And I'm telling you, you do a really good job of that, because I see your account in a past life. You were also a counselor. Did you know that?
I didn't mm-hmm. know about that in a past life. It's kind of interesting because in my early career mm-hmm. here, I was mm-hmm. 17 years in the social service field. and went into psychology.
There you go.
So it's kind of interesting that, yes, it's kind of interesting that I did that past life as too. Uh-huh.
Yes,
because it
did.
Came very
yeah,
natural.
Sure
it was, like, very easy for me to just jump in. So,
mm-hmm.
wow.
Yeah, yeah. So see, even in your past life, you're like, okay, let me go ahead and do. And that's, you had knowledge in your subconscious as well. That was, like you said, like awakening. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, I know how to do this. And like you said, it just came mm-hmm. so naturally. And so that's why more and more people are drawn to you, because it's like, for some reason, I feel like she can help me. She's the one that can help me. I'm supposed to talk to you. And I know that there are some people that are like, because I hear this being said. Well, oh my goodness, like, I don't even know how I came up on you, but I just came up on you, and you're just here, you know? So mm-hmm. absolutely. And you're doing a fabulous Aww. Job. Please don't stop what you're doing, because the work that you're doing is healing work already. But I do see you also dealing more with people with dealing they're telling me that the work that you're doing also is supposed to be hands-on as well, with mm-hmm. like something like Reiki or something, you know, like mm-hmm. exchange of energy type of work, some type of mm-hmm. energy work. And there are stones. Oh, lapis. Please get a lapis stone if you don't have one already.
Okay.
I don't know why they're telling me to get that, but that's one thing that you need to look into. Please look into that
okay.
as well.
Yeah, I've actually got a lapis lazuli I used to wear around my neck all the time, and I left it when I was in New York at the Omega Center. So I'll have to go pick me up another one.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yes, ma'am. But I'm telling you, you're doing a fabulous job. Please keep doing what you're doing. And you have your spirit guides and everything with you. They're rooting you on, you know. And if you look at a lot of, even in, you know, in Bible times, I know people have their own, you know, views mm-hmm. of the Bible, and that's perfectly fine. But even in Bible times, you know, you think about, there are a lot of healers in the Bible mm-hmm. time, and you see how the divine actually works with those individuals when they're mm-hmm. healing and they're doing the right thing. They're doing what they were supposed to do and what they're spiritually guided to do, and they have all the support in the world. So, mm-hmm. you know, absolutely. So please don't doubt the fact that you have support. You do have support. And
yes.
like I said, I wish you the best of luck on what you're doing right now. You're doing a fabulous job. So keep it up.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate your message. It's beautiful.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
All righty. Thanks for your call, Christy. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank
you. Take care.
Bless you.
All right. All right. Blessings. Bye-bye. All right. Oh, she's wonderful. And Pandrea, you are amazing. Wow, that was loud. Take my headset off. They almost jumped off. Went straight up to the ceiling and back on my ears.
Well, maybe I should say it in a lower tone. Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Too much fun. Too much fun, I tell you.
I know, right?
Too much fun. Yeah. Much fun. you need to come on every day, like I keep telling you. But I know we can only get you 1 hour a week, and we're happy for that. So I'm grateful. So.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you keep going out there making the world a beautiful place, and loved your new pictures on your Facebook there. That was really, really awesome.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Really great. So, yes, yes. So, well, have a good weekend, my friend, and we will talk to you again next week, same time, same bat channel.
There you go. There you go. Thank you so much. And we'll talk later.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All righty. That's Pandrea to the show. And again, if you would like to reach her for private sessions, all of her contact information is right here on the show page. So check it out and click on over. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be back on the air as far as on the radio at 7 p.m., and that's Eastern time. So that's 6 Central and 4 o'clock Pacific time here on Journey to Light. And then tonight we'll have 3 hours, I believe. Yeah. So we'll see everybody then. Thanks for being here, everybody. Many blessings to all of you. Thanks again to everybody. And Bonnie, thanks for being here, my producer. And so, good afternoon, everybody.